It's 8:37, 23 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Our next guest on our Newsmaker Hotline is Danielle D'Souza Gill. She has written a brand new book. It's very good, very heartwarming, very informative about the abortion issue. It's called The Choice, The Abortion Divide in America. She has been a Turning Point USA ambassador. She's also the youngest advisory board member of Women for Trump, a coalition of the Donald J. Trump campaign. She joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline this morning. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Thanks for being here. Before we get to your excellent book, we're just wrapping up the confirmation hearings of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. As a young conservative woman, how did you think she did? And was this a shining moment for conservative women?
I think it definitely was. There's just been so much groundswell support for her around the country amongst young conservative women, because I think so often, you know, the left kind of sees us as the worst of the worst. They want to attack us the most because we often refute their narrative. And I think Amy Coney Barrett did such a great job in answering the questions. She's, of course, very qualified. And I think the left is just constantly trying to look for ways to get her, but they didn't.
Let's turn to the book. What prompted you actually to focus on this particular issue and the manner in which you focused on it?
Yeah, well, I had heard about the life issue, but when I moved to New York, I saw Governor Cuomo light up the Freedom Tower pink to celebrate 9-month abortions for no medical reason. And he said that this is something the rest of the nation should follow. About 7 states allow this. The Democrats are really pushing towards this 9-month abortion situation, and of course also federal funding for abortion that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris talk about. So I think for me, I just saw it as an issue that the left is fighting really hard on, and one that the right is not fighting hard enough on. And so I really wanted to write a book that really grappled with, you know, what are the most popular pro-choice arguments, and how can we tackle them in a way that makes sense to people?
And we're talking with Danielle D'Souza Gill, the book, The Choice, Abortion Divide in America. You point out in the book, and again, it's rather illuminating, how science and technology has changed. We can now see things in the womb that we haven't seen before. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, they always tell us to listen to the science. I remember seeing a documentary or some kind of a scientific presentation on what's called the spark of life. They actually, at conception, have seen the spark of which we're talking about. So do you think this will change minds in the future?
Definitely, definitely. I have so many people I know who were not political, maybe leaned more pro-choice, and after learning more about the ultrasound, hearing the heartbeat, all of those things, I think they realize that, okay, how can I deny this is a human? This is obviously a life. And I think that's why the Democrats have kind of pivoted their argument to, okay, well, it's a human, but it's not a person. And, of course, we know that whenever people go down that line of argument, it's used to justify torturing and killing that person.
Well, beyond that, it was used to justify the Holocaust, and Pol Pot used it, and the Chinese used it, and others have used it in the past to justify brutalizing entire populations. When somebody says to you that they think that, first of all, their argument is, well, you know, third-term abortions are rare. They almost never happen. But, you know, if it happens, that's the mother's choice. My response is, well, there's somebody else involved there. Rather clearly, doesn't that individual get a voice in this? How do you address that?
Yeah, well, actually, that idea that they're rare is not that true. Planned Parenthood has been doubling their clinics that perform late-term abortion. They really are pushing that. I think they have over 30 clinics that perform late-term abortions every single day. So because the abortion numbers in the country are so great, about a million abortions a year, with Planned Parenthood performing hundreds of thousands, yes, you know, late-term is a smaller percentage, but that's still quite a lot of, you know, dismembering of body parts going on at the late-term stage. So I think whenever they say things like, you know, this is my body, my choice, this is, you know, my decision, I would say, well, what about the baby's decision? What about, you know, the fact that there are two bodies involved and the life that you're ending isn't your own life, it's the child's life that can also, as we mentioned with late-term, survive on its own outside the womb.
We're talking with Danielle D'Souza Gill. The book is The Choice, The Abortion Divide in America. Danielle, again, so many of these Planned Parenthood clinics are set up in our major inner cities and very close to college campuses. Isn't that pretty much a blatant reveal of what their intentions are?
Exactly, yes. I mean, Planned Parenthood wasn't founded on the idea of, you know, women's rights, right to privacy, any of those things. It was founded on the idea of eugenics. And Margaret Sanger, her goal was to use Planned Parenthood in order to carry out that ideology. And it still goes on today because most Planned Parenthood clinics are located in minority communities. Those are the people that they often advertise to. As you mentioned, with college campuses, that's why they start these Planned Parenthood clubs on college campuses. They do tabling because they want women to come in for abortions. And unfortunately, when you go in, you know, they don't want to show you the ultrasound. They don't want to tell you more about the procedure or any of those things, because the only way that they can really operate and carry out this mass, you know, organization just performing abortions constantly every day is through deception.
Danielle, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate you being with us very much.
Thanks so much.
That's Danielle D'Souza Gill, author of The Choice, The Abortion Divide in America. If you read one book about abortion, this is the one you want to read and even share with opponents of it, because it is very inspiring and heartwarming.